Welcome to Burrito Quest, week 44. The medic.
We got some men down.
This is a barbecue burrito, which makes me, queasy a little bit thinking about it, but the taste is not so far so bad.
It's mine.
Ben and Isaac are trying to steal everything from everyone else of a beverage sort.
I would say that the barbecue and the spices is going really well together.
The spice is actually ain't bad. Anyway, this is two chicken, green chili, pico, cheese, and barbecue sauce. The barbecue sauce is not overwhelming, nor can you taste it very much. You know what I think? Partly, that's due to the fact that there aren't any potatoes.
I'm really getting potato the
barbecue. Shit sucks the shit up. Yeah, but it tastes more like they barbecued chicken and then shredded it and threw it in.
The first half of this burrito, you were right. Now, the second half of this burrito, dripping in it.
Maybe I spoke too soon then.
Barbecue and pico.
This is the day after Thanksgiving.
Happy Spanksgiving, everybody.
We're getting gobbler again.
Oh, we're also joined by Tony.
Yeah, Tony's here, but he declined
some
medic.
Pussy ass burrito.
I have a cheater burrito. It's awesome.
That's okay. I mean, his is a different path.
Sauces, potato, cheese burrito or something.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
My path is one of non-dedication.
Non-awesome.
It's better than I thought it would be.
Mediocrity is fun.
It's also better than I thought it would be.
This is like...
I don't really like it.
This is like a sequel to a movie that you thought was going to be bad, but really wasn't.
I think that was one
for which I cannot come up with any example.
Was that my rating or your rating?
No. Ben? Whose rating does that sound like?
Kind of sounds like...
Ben's is always something stupid, though.
This is something I found that I didn't...
I mean, that makes sense, now that you say it.
Is that how Ben describes Clerks, too?
Pretty much.
Do you think it was going to be awful?
I had fears.
What did you do?
And hopes.
Example, but it took Tony to actually come up with it.
You know, they have good onion in this. Like, I'm getting a lot more onion out of
the pico.
And usually I don't taste onion at all.
This is some of the best pico I've ever had in one of their burritos. Give that to me.
There's something I wonder. If they let the barbecue sauce out, would it be too dry? Because it's actually not for chicken. It's pretty good.
It would be pretty good still. I think the barbecue sauce brings out some of the other flavor really nicely.
No, I got a lot of dark meat, and dark meat is more moist than a white.
I got a lot of dark meat.
That's just because it's got barbecue sauce on it, dude. That looks dark. All right.
This is kind of a surprise burrito quest.
It is a little bit of a surprise.
We didn't know if we were going to be doing it tonight, mostly because we were trying to plan around Sage, and that guy is so difficult.
Well, it's Friday instead of Monday of this week. We're trying to coordinate with Sage. Now it looks like Sage might be pussing out twice
so,
in 2 days, so we just went ahead and went with it. I'll eat a burrito tomorrow.
I'll eat a burrito.
I'll eat a burrito any fucking time that Sage wants to. Bring it on.
We could all get aardvarks and make him eat a medic. A
gobbler. We'll make him eat a gobbler.
Where's your quest now?
Sandwiches are hard.
And we can make him pay for them all.
Oh, I like that idea.
He makes brilliant of dollars.
That's a good one.
That was really
good. Yeah, good one, too.
Sage's job is the best.
He buys me burritos.
True that. That was a really fine burrito. I just can't say enough good things about this burrito.
This burrito has redeemed barbecue sauce burritos for me.
It was really worrisome, because, I mean, I like barbecue sauce a lot, but I was kind of worried when we just saw him just spraying it on there. He was painting the burritos.
Well, yeah, he wanted to get it in every nook and cranny, dude.
Every little crevice.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. We had to work at it. It went on a lot longer than we thought it was going to go on. We need to spray it on.
What the hell has Ben talking about
anymore? That sauce.
Peter North videos.
Pretty.
This burrito's gross.
Oh, you're losing the race.
You're going to make me say it?
Yes.
I'm going to lick my lips before I say it, man. Look at it.
Oh, God.
This is not a race.
It's not a race. It's a mission.
It's a quest.
It's a mandate.
No, that's you. You go on mandates with Taco Bell.
With your cock quest.
The guy offered that way back in the beginning, and you guys said no.
Cock quest?
Yes. You can't come back now and change your minds.
We're making fun of your cock quest.
You can't be part of my quest.
You big gay.
It's impossible. You already wrote yourselves out of my life.
What?
And so emo, dude.
What? You mean the gay part of your life? I mean, because I support your lifestyle, dude. I mean,
we just want you to be happy.
I would go on a parade for you, Ben.
I kind of wish Sage were here.
You need somebody to take the heat.
Tony was supposed to take the heat.
It was supposed to be Tony, but Tony's had some pretty good zings.
Yeah.
And Bushes.
All right. God damn, I am losing the race.
Well, you were talking earlier about bitching about so much turkey food.
Mandates.
This is the day after Thanksgiving, so really we should have no reason to be glomming these burritos down.
No, we shouldn't.
No.
I mean, besides the fact that we're on a quest.
It's an important, yeah, it's true.
Nor rain, nor shine, no Thanksgiving.
So keep us.
We're duly appointed task. Well, it is, right?
I think you're spiked better than mine on that little thing there.
Yeah, he's practiced.
I'm a vibrato.
It's been a lot of experience.
Yeah. We're talking about burps, by the way, for our listeners.
I wasn't talking about burps.
We're just seeing sound chart. It's cool.
You're still talking about your mandates and your cock quest.
That's why I made that gurgling noise right there.
Fear North.
I'm so happy we had this burrito tonight. This has been very good.
I'm pleasantly surprised by this burrito.
I have not been this happy to have eaten one of these burritos in a long time because it wasn't like over huge. It didn't squeeze all over the place when we ate them. It stayed together. It was spicy and it was delicious. These are all things we expect. Well, these are all things we hope to get from Santa Fe Grill.
I would actually recommend this burrito.
Yeah.
I worry that when someone got it, they would load it up with barbecue sauce and it would taste like shit, though.
I think that's the one that I got. Because mine was really barbecue-y, saucy, and I'm not that fan. I'm a big fan of the flavor.
You're making me agree with Ben all by myself. You see what you're doing?
Sorry.
You're the Ben of this episode. The
worlds are colliding!
I think you're wrong.
You could change your mind.
Yeah, you could change your mind.
But I like this
burrito. You guys like Conquest? I love Conquest.
All right, well, give us some ratings then. I love this burrito, man.
Dodgeball.
That's pretty good rating. I can find no faults with your positive rating from Dodgeball.
I have really fond memories of Dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
And I would play Dodgeball right now if I had a ball.
Okay. I'll rate it Kickball. In keeping with the theme, I like kickball. Kickball's fun.
Is kickball when you have like a really big ball?
Either way, dude. You can do it with a small one, too.
Baseball.
I mean, I can't help.
Oh, it's baseball. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I am rating this burrito trick-or-treating and getting only hard candy. You want the chocolates. You want the gummy candies. Some fucker thinks cough drop is a viable source of food.
Ludens.
Yeah, whatever. I'm rating it hard candies.
Like those things you get from Sonic?
Those are peppermints. And I would rather get a Kit Kat than peppermint. Or Reese's Pieces.
Gummies?
Or I'd rather get a gummies.
What about the shithead who gives you pennies? Worse than that.
Yeah.
Pennies. How many pennies?
I hate that guy. It's always like four.
What about lemon drops? Do you not like those either?
I'm not that big of a fan of hard candy. And when I could get a Hershey bar or a Snickers bar...
So it's imperative. What if you went to a house only with a UNICEF box, but you actually got hard candy instead
of things? I'm tired of this conversation.
Yeah, me too. This is boring.
Tony, just so we're not total assholes, was your burrito good?
Yeah, I like my burrito. That's why I get
the Don't care.
I care.
Continue.
What would you rate it if you had to rate
it? I would have eaten that
burrito. Say you were on a quest.
I was on a quest.
Hey, you were totally awesome.
I wouldn't throw my shoe at it out of disrespect.
Oh, okay. So the burrito is not the former president of the United States, is what you're saying?
Or Saddam Hussein or anyone else in a Muslim country where you're, you know...
Throwing your shoes? Yeah, the burrito is not Muslim.
Like what they're saying?
Yeah. Tony is so racist.
That's exactly it.
All right.
And they didn't do a Hajj pilgrimage or anything.
I don't rate we're actually made pretty good time on that burrito.
We're dedicated.
So, we will burrito quest again. Perhaps a special burrito quest, Sage Edition.
Tomorrow night.
Maybe.
But the next official one.
The next official will be the Medicine Man, which is a lot of meat.
Milanesa, though.
Possibly Milanesa. Okay. All right. Thank you for listening out there in Burrito Land. Peace out.
Adios.